don't do anything with it. Mainly a phone operator, SSB. So, what's up, Ant? You operate CW1, Gene, go ahead.
Well, I'm trying, Steve. I'm trying not to operate CW, but, you know, it's a learning curve for me, and so I'm on the phone a lot and listening a lot, and everybody's helping, so that's the most important thing.
Oh, very good. And what did you do to prepare for your license exam? Well, that's true. You're not, you know, if you got licensed a few years ago, you probably had to take a test, a code test back then. What did you do to prepare for it?
Steve, this is KC2GQL. I didn't have to. They had changed the rules by that time, so I got my license, and now I'm just hanging out and trying to, you know, pick up skills here and there.
Okay, very good. I found it very helpful when I was preparing for my general exam to listen to W1AW code practice sessions. Maybe do you do that? Go ahead.
Well, I posted the question last night. Some people were very helpful about giving me sites, and I just was having coffee this morning, and I managed to find an Android app that does some code, so maybe now when I'm listening between commercials, you know, I'll just see if that works.
Okay, very good. Like I said, if you have time, you know, to take care of the kind of 75 meter or 40 meter transceiver or receiver, I highly recommend you listen to the W1AW call practice sessions that they do send out. They're, like I said, very, very helpful because it is perfect code that is sent. So you don't have to struggle with, you know, somebody with a bad fist or something like that. It'll come right, you know, to you, and it'll be, like I said, perfect. So you won't have to worry about that. Excellent source of practice. Anyway, very good. So now that you don't have to, you know the code in order to get your license, you can upgrading to a general or a extra is very very fairly easy, I would say. Anyway, very good. I didn't have to pass my 20 more minute code test when I went down to take my extra. Thank Kevin. And I have been licensed as an extra since 2000. It's been a great great asset to me. And one of the reasons I did that is I didn't have to worry about where on the band I was. And I'd always be operating illegally as long as I was using the right mode. So that's the reason I got the extra. Otherwise, I'd probably still be in advanced right now. KC2ZQL, WB2KHO. Okay, very good. Well, if you get QST, you'll have the frequencies that they send the call practice session on in the magazine, or if you get a digital version, I think you could look it up there or look it up on the ARRL website. Gene, pleasure welcome talking with you for the first time. We'll talk with you a little later on. Get down to that, cleaning job there. The XYL is going to crack the whip on you, I suppose, pretty soon, so got to get going. All right, take it easy and talk with you later. KC2ZQL, WB2KHO, off and clear. Ciao.
KC2ZQL, thank you, Steve, for all your help and support. 73, KC2ZQL out.
This is Kilo Foxtrot Zero, Alpha X-ray Golf. Listening.
FIU Mobile.
FlyMarkInfoNet tonight at 8:30. This is the W2VL repeater.
KD2FIU Mobile. KD2FIU Mobile.
Hello, George. WB2ZSC.
Hello, Steve. I haven't spoken to you in a while. I hope you're doing well. I'm okay.
No, I'm improving. I think. Anyway, yeah, no, I've been tied up with a few things.
Okay, the good word is improving. That's the key word there. And the weather is certainly not going to be improving. Last I got it is we are going to have maybe a half a deluge between 10 p.m. and 2 a.m.
What was that? Water everywhere?
I like the way some people have incorporated the word deluge into their vocabulary to mean other things than an overwhelming amount of water.
Well, you know, could be bourbon, too.
Oh, wait a minute, did you say bourbon?
Yeah, deluge is usually referring to a liquid, right?
Yeah. All right. Bourbon. Gosh. I think it's maybe 20 years since I had a bourbon.
Well, there you go. I'm more of a Scotch person myself, but it's been a while for me, too.
And I was talking with someone else about that last night. Scotch was the favorite, and eventually I got into the single malt. And Not wanting volume, just to enjoy one or two of them for taste. There was one, I once saw a guy do a skit on TV, and he was acting drunk, and he was talking about the single syllable word that will drive some alcohol aficionados into a dizzy. That single syllable word is scotch.
Well, there you go. Anyway, I am almost home. So I'm going to count on you. And I will perhaps talk to you later. In the week, anyway.
Yeah, just real quick. You've been busy working on the machines?
I have not, no. I have some other personal things that I've been attending to.
Man of task. And okay, thanks for coming back. Still in the mobile, got a little bit more to go. 7-3, KD2FIU.
WB2ZSC.
KD2KH replying.
Hey Charlie. Well, that was a delayed reaction. How you doing?
Alright, how was your Easter? I was tied up in a traffic situation, so couldn't think.
There'll be a lot of traffic today. My Easter was good. I Actually, Saturday was better. You know, I did a another park on the air. So that was nice. I made a couple of TX contacts. You know, Germany, a park to park in Germany, and the Azores I got. But yeah, Sunday I was at my brother-in-law's in Massapequa. It was good. How was your Easter?
All right, small. Just my daughter, son-in-law, and grandson, and yeah, we enjoyed it.
Usually better when it's a small group, you know. And honestly, I wasn't crazy about going anywhere. I would have rather stay home and just relax. But you got to keep in touch. So my brother-in-law, you know, he likes to cook, so you know the food was good.
Well, I'm glad you enjoyed it. I was never one for big family gatherings. When I was a kid and single, I would just show up and, make a showing, say hello, and then disappear within an hour.
Yeah, that's the best way, really. You don't get caught up in any kind of drama, and everybody is happy because you made the holiday. You know, you made the event. So, yeah, that's the way to do it.
KD2KNH. Well, I've never been a very social person. Parties, big gatherings. Never my thing. Like I said, small groups, a couple of friends, close family, that's fine. But, more introverted.
You know, when it's a large group, it's hard because there's just too many people, and if everybody wants to say hello to you at the same time, it gets, confusing. My sister had an affair a while back that was like that. Like, I had cousins and family friends that hadn't seen me in years, and they were coming, everybody at once coming up to me. And I was trying to introduce them to my wife because they had met her, had never met her. So it was, it wasn't enjoyable at all.
Yeah, I know exactly where you're coming from. And, the younger you are, the more you go into weddings and baptisms and other functions. And the older you get, the more you bump into people at wakes and whatnot. Just the way it is. But, you try to be as sociable as you can, but, you get overwhelmed with this stuff over the years.
Yeah, I can definitely agree with you on that.
All right. It seems like in most cases you could miss 10 years of them and then come back in and continue a conversation. Anyway, I got to run. I got a couple more things I got to get done. I'm in a parking lot. But you have a good day, and I'll catch you again soon, Wayne. KD2KNH Clear 73.
Holly 73, this is KD2 UDU with static or something going on here. 73, thanks for picking me up.
KD2 UDU, KD2 YYK.
YYK, I didn't hear the whole call sign. This is KD2 UDU.
This is KD2YYK, Salmon, Manhattan.
Hey, Roger there, Sam. Yeah, I thought that sounded familiar, KD2YYK. I think I spoke to you when I was in Florida on Echolink.
Was it when KD2NSJ, the other Sam, was on, and KD2FIU was there, I think? I think there was John, Rich, and a few other people.
Yeah, Roger. Yeah. It was when I was away.
Yeah, I remember now.
Say it again, Sam. You're like cutting out. I'm not sure if you might be talking before you fully press the mic, or it could be the repeater. It's hard to say.
Yeah, I remember now what QSO you were talking about.
Yeah, I was actually listening to a QSO that you were having the other day. I never keyed up, but you were talking to a guy who just recently came back to the hobby. He had been licensed back in the 70s, and then he stopped, and so he had a different call sign, and he was trying to put together a 2-meter radio because he never did that before. He only did HF.
Yeah, I remember that now, yeah. That was, maybe it was last weekend? No, it must have been Tuesday or Wednesday.
Remember his call sign?
I do not. I only take, I only write down call signs when there starts to be a lot of people on the air.
Raj, I don't write them anymore either, but, I thought his name was Steve, and I forgot his call sign.
Yeah, I couldn't tell you, sorry.
Hopefully we'll hear him on the air at some point.
Yeah, I think there's a, I don't know, this is the third or fourth Wednesday of the month. Wednesday is the third Wednesday of the month, so ComputerNet will be, I think, 8:30.
What were you saying there, Sam? Third Wednesday is what?
Third and fourth Wednesday of the month is the Linemark ComputerNet now.
Okay, roger. Well, I know tonight is InfoNet night, so I always, tune into that. That, you know, gives you news for the week.
Right, yeah. I have another net in Manhattan, in the city. It's the New York City Eric's net that I participate. So I can't make the info net.
Roger. And the Sunday night, the tech net, but I haven't really been listening to the TechNet much lately. It's kind of got bogged down.
I try to listen when I can, but, school makes me pretty busy, so.
Hear you. And work keeps me busy. You know, a lot of guys are retired now, so they can devote a lot of time to the hobby. I'm not in that group yet.
Right. Yeah, I'm not there yet either.
Anyway, Sam, it's, excuse me. It's good talking to you. I'm gonna sign off for now. I'm almost home. So, say 7-3 and, we'll talk to you again later. This is KD2UDU, and as I said, 7-3, have a good day.
KD2UDU from KD2YYK, 7-3, good QSO, good QSO. It was nice talking to you when you were on Echo Link as well. All right, 7-3, good afternoon, KD2YYK, listening.
Linemark InfoNet tonight at 8:30. This is the W2VL repeater.
KD2YYK.
W2VL repeater. Mark InfoNet tonight at 8:30. This is the W2VL repeater. W2VL repeater. Mark InfoNet tonight at 8:30. This is the W2VL repeater. W2VL repeater.
KD2NSJ, KD2VCQ.
This is JA2SYJ, Century Japan, Tokyo. Radio check, radio check. This is Japan Alpha 2, Sugar, Yankee, Juliet, Century Japan, Tokyo. This is JA2SYJ, monitoring. Pressure call, standing by.
Mark InfoNet tonight at 8:30. This is the W2VL repeater. W2VL repeater.
KA2YHY listening. together. Everything is good. I hope your holiday was good.
Mark InfoNet tonight at 8:30. This is the W2VL repeater.
Good evening, everyone. This is Richie, K2KNB, and this is the Limark Monday Night Infonet. If at any time during this net you have emergency traffic for the net, you can break in using the word emergency, and the net will be turned over to you to pass on your traffic. This net meets every Monday night at this time for the purpose of passing on information of interest to the amateur radio community in general and to Limark members specifically. We encourage everyone to sign in. You do not have to be a Limark member to sign in, but please wait until your specific group is called. When we begin, we do Limark officers and board members, and then Limark committee chairpersons, then call signs KWNA, and then we call on IRLP and Echolink. So please wait until your specific group is called. If you have traffic for the net, please indicate with traffic. At this time, we'll take sign-ins from all Limark officers and board members. All Limark officers and board members, please sign in now.
AWC with traffic.
WB2, ZDX also with traffic.
WB2KWC with traffic and WB2ZDX with traffic. Any other Limark officers or board members? At this time, we'll take all Limark committee chairpersons. All Limark committee chairpersons, please sign in now.
K2TGW.
KC2ZVT.
N2RQ.
WA2CDL, good evening.
UDS.
Now, let me pause there for a moment because the last station, I have K2TGW, KC2ZVT, N2RQ, WA2CDL, and I think that was WB2QDS. Glenn, was that you at the end there?
Yeah, I jumped in the last minute, yes.
NY2H.
All right, NY2H, and do we have any other Limark committee chairpersons? All right, at this time, we'll take all call signs that begin with the letter K, signing in from the Glen Oaks repeater, W2VL. Okay, calls from Glen Oaks, please sign in now.
KA2IYI. Good evening, Rich.
K0GIO. Good evening, Rich.
KC2FYJ. Good evening.
KD2NFJ. Good evening, Rich.
KD2, FIU.
KD2, ESY.
Kilo Bravo 2, HHU.
Let me pause there for a moment. There's maybe one station that I missed there. We have KA2IYI, K0GIO, KC2FYJ, KD2NJS, then I missed one in there. Then we have KD2FIU, KD2ESY, and KB2HHU. Any other K calls signing in via the Glen Oaks repeater?
KD2QEX.
KD2YYG.
K2STP.
All right, we have KD2QEX, KD2YMU, KD2YYG, and K2STP. One last call for K calls signing in via the Glen Oaks repeater.
Yeah, Richard corrects KD2NFJ. Sam.
Yeah, I thought I did have you in there, Sam, but all right, KD2NSJ recognized. One last call for K-Call signing in from Glen Oaks. At this time, we'll take all K-Call signing in via the Selden repeater, W2KPQ. All K-Calls from Selden, please sign in now.
E2VCV, Kilowatt 2 Victor, Charlie Victor. Good evening, Rich.
Yes, Sam.
KD2 UDU.
We have K2VCV, KD2 UDU, and Sam, KC1 SAM. I know you were in there, but we didn't get the prefix, so just confirm the call.
Roger, KC1 SAM.
Hi, this is K2KMB in the Monday Night Limehawk InfoNet. At this time, are there any other K calls signing in via the Selden repeater?
KD2VHD.
And KD2VHD. At this time, we'll take all W calls signing in via the Selden repeater. All W calls signing in via the Selden repeater, please sign in now.
WB2CMF.
WB2CMF. Any other W calls signing in via the Selden repeater? At this time, we'll take all W calls signing in via the Glen Oaks repeater. All W calls signing in via the Glen Oaks repeater, please sign in now.
WW2RG.
WS2N.
So far we have WW2RG and WS2N. Any other W call signing in from the Glen Oaks repeater?
WA2KXE.
And WA2KXE. At this time we'll take all N calls signing in via any of the repeaters.
N2ZUC.
NY2A.
CD.
All right, we have N2ZUC, NY2A, and then Tony, I know that that's you in there, but again, we missed your prefix, so just give us your whole call sign.
N2ICD.
All right, copy that. Any other N calls signing in via either of the repeaters? At this time, we'll take any A calls, AA, AB, AC, AD, etc. All right, at this time, we'll take anyone checking in via IRLP. All right, at this time, we'll take anyone checking in via Echolink.
KD2OGB, cell phone Echolink.
KD2OGB, one last call for anyone signing in via Echolink. At this time, are there any late check-ins, any call signs? All right, we'll pass traffic and then go back for any other late check-ins. First station with traffic is Ken, WB2KWC. Ken, go ahead with your traffic.
Okay, thank you, Richie. This Wednesday, April 20th, is the third Wednesday of the month, so we will be having a session of the Limehawk ComputerNet. We meet at 8:30 p.m. on this repeater and talk about everything computer. We'll try to answer your computer questions, and we'd love to hear about any new computer gadgets or toys that you've either recently gotten or are shopping for. So, this Wednesday, 8:30 p.m. on W2VL repeater, K2KNZ, WB2KWC.
All right, Ken, thank you for that traffic. The next station with traffic is Jerry, WB2ZEX. Jerry, go ahead with your traffic.
This is WB2ZEX. Good evening to everybody. First off, everybody should have received the Limehawk 2022 roster yesterday in the email. If you remember, if you are a 2022 member, there are four of you that I have to contact as your email are bouncing, and it's basically the ARRL.net email that's bouncing. So you probably changed your email and forgot to tell the league about it. Let me just let it recycle. Secondly, if you attempted to pay your dues by mail based upon the March 26th email I sent out, I put the wrong post office address box. I put 132 instead of 392, so one or two people have got it back. Other people haven't got the checks back yet. So if you paid your dues and didn't appear or did not get a roster, please let me know and we'll take care of it. And eventually you'll get the check mailed back to you as undeliverable, and they can be submitted to the club. So once again, I did send out an email today, but if you paid your dues by mail with the wrong post office box, just let me know and we'll take care of it for you. K2KMB, WB2ZEX.
Thank you, Jerry. And just for the record, Jerry, how many members do we have at this time?
Well, counting those two people that mailed in at about 348-ish. I'm not sure about one or two.
All right, thank you. And I just wanted to thank everyone for that support. You know, these have really been difficult times, particularly as we're first getting back into the in-person meetings. But we really greatly appreciate your support and, you know, staying with us during all of these times. So, and we'll try to be worthy of it, and we hope that our repeater system does make us worthy of it, and that, you know, you're happy with the system and you're happy to be able to communicate with us. All right. At this time, I'll take any late check-ins, any call signs.
Whiskey Alpha 2, India Alpha Whiskey.
I missed the prefix there, IAW, sorry.
Whiskey Alpha 2, India Alpha Whiskey.
Hi, and WA2IAW, and as I'm speaking there, I did forget to mention that we did have a very good general meeting last Wednesday, and attendance was pretty good, and I know that's tough, but we really need to have that in-person attendance. We get that use of that facility, and we need to justify that. And I'm not sure what we had, perhaps 30, maybe 30 people, 32 and another 20 or so via the Zoom. And, you know, as stated, we will give more door prizes to the people that are there. We just need to have the attendance there. But we had a very good presentation by Ed Gellin, the WB2EAV, on how receivers work and basically the history of radio receivers in the AM band, how sideband works, and particularly in HF. And for the next meeting, which I believe is May 11th, the next general meeting, Ed will finish the presentation going into the way a receiver works in the UHF and the VHF spectrum. Very interesting, very informative, and we hope that you'll join us in person. And if you can't do that, certainly by the Zoom meetings. I also wanted to point out that we did finally get permission for our outdoor ham fest, which will be on June 5th with a rain date of June 12th. And that will be at 1055 Stewart Avenue, which was formerly Briarcliff College. But we're also informed that this will basically be the last year that we'll be able to use that facility. They've always generously donated the use of the parking lot to us. We've always been very grateful to the management over there. But it's a very, very busy place now. To begin with, not that it affected that specific area, but as you know, they built a very large assisted living facility in what was that big open space. Secondly, the building itself is well occupied now by Emblem Health in association apparently with Lenox Hill Hospital or NYU Langone, I forget which it is. Immigration and Naturalization Service is there. There's a large legal firm there and plus a bunch of offices. And they've just said to us it's just too busy a place now, particularly with the medical office being open 7 days a week. So that will be the end of a pretty long run there. Let me let it drop. Many of you in your travels, if you find a location that you think might be suitable, and we'd like to stay pretty close to where we have been, it's what everyone has gotten used to, but, you know, it could be an industrial area where, you know, it's closed on Sundays, there's no activity there, and perhaps they'd be willing to let us use it. It could be some town facility that we could inquire about. But if you find any facility suitable for about anywhere from 75 to 100 spaces for vendors and another 100 and some odd spaces, 140, 150 parking spaces for buyers. Please let us know. Okay, just to pass on the other traffic that came across, a reminder that this Wednesday night is a computer net starting at 8:30. Any questions that you have about program software, the use of the computer, some of the upgrades, if you're like me, every upgrade of Windows 10 destroys something else that's in the computer and you got to worry about it. So the computer net is a great source of information to help you get through many of the problems. Finally, Jerry, WB2ZEX, wanted to remind everyone that the roster has gone out, and there were a couple of emails that bounced. Jerry will get in touch with those people. And there was an error in the mailing address, so there were a few people that we know that had sent out checks, but they weren't received, and, you know, that was our error with an incorrect mailing address. Okay. At this time, we'll take any late check-ins, anyone who has not signed in already.
WB2YMC.
Old Charlie uniform.
I'd have WB2YMC and then the Charlie uniform. Part of what you had was stepped on, so please give us your call again.
Kilo Delta 2. Hotel Charlie uniform.
All right, KD2HCU. One last call for any late check-ins to the Limark InfoNet. All right. I'd like to thank everyone for checking in. I guess a reminder that if you have a license to be renewed, you still might want to try to get it in before. Well, I don't know if you can do it anymore. As of tomorrow, the $35 fee for new licenses and $35 fee for renewals goes into effect. But if your license is renewable within the next 90 days, you might be able to squeeze it in and save the $35. But remember, after that, there will be a $35 fee. And when there is testing, that has nothing to do with the $15 fee that that you have to pay when you do take a test. Anyway, just that last reminder. I'd like to thank everyone for checking in, as always. We're just very appreciative of membership, very appreciative of those who check in and give us a good representation. This net will be followed by the Limark Swap and Shop, led by George, KD2FIU, and that will then be followed by Radio Newsline. Thank you to everyone. Be safe out there. As always, do what you're most comfortable with. They've lifted the ban on masks in the airlines, but as you see, some airlines will continue it, but it will be up to them, and wearing a mask is in many ways up to you. If you're comfortable, not comfortable, do what's best for you, and I guess always have consideration for others. All right, everyone be safe out there. This is K2KMB closing the net at 2052, 73 to all. George, it's all yours.
Thank you, Richie. And good evening, everyone. Welcome to the Limark Swap and Shop. This is George, KD2FIU, your net control. If at any time during the net you have emergency traffic for the net, you could break in using the word emergency, and the net will be turned over to you to pass the emergency traffic. This net meets every Monday night following the Limark InfoNet. And the purpose of the net is to buy, to sell, or trade ham radio equipment or related electronic equipment. This is a directed net, so all communication is to go through net control. If you have an item for listing or that you want, please indicate with traffic while checking in, and we'll come back to you after taking further check-ins. Try to give a price and give your contact information. This net is open to check-in so that we can take any further listings, want ads, or clarification of traffic. Would anybody like to check in?
KC2FYJ supporting.
K2KNB with some listings, George.
KB2MCZ, traffic, want. Echo Delta 2, Echo Sierra Yankee with traffic.
WA2KXE.
KD2OGB, from Westside Yard, standing by for deals.
Okay, let's go through it here. KC2FYJ has joined. K2KNB has traffic. And the station had traffic, and you were very noisy. I'll come back to you. KD2ESY has traffic. WA2KXE and KD2OGB. The third station to call in, and they were the second one with traffic. I didn't get you. It was noisy. Try it again, please.
Kilo Bravo 2, November Tango Delta.
Okay, we got KD2NTD, and I did get you with traffic there. This is KD2FIU at the Limark Swap and Shop. Would anybody else like to join us tonight?
KD2UDU supporting.
KB2OIE supporting the net.
K2STP supporting.
KD2HCU supporting the net.
Okay, we got KD2UDU, KB2OIE, K2STP, and KD2HCU. Would anybody else like to join the Limark Swap and Shop? Okay, we got traffic from Richie, K2KNB. Take it away, Rich.
Hi, thank you, George, and this is Richie, K2KNB. First, we have an ICOM 735 with a power supply. I did not have a chance to check it out. I believe it came from a working environment. But things like this sometimes, I probably will check it out, but I hate to do that sometimes because if there's something wrong, then I have to figure out how to fix it. This way, if you buy it, sight unseen, you're getting a good price on it. If there's a problem, you'll fix it. Anyway, we're looking for about $300 for that. So that's the 735, which is an all band, 10-160, I think, with the walk bands. We'll check it out and make sure that it works. But again, looking for $300 for that. And I still have the Kenwood 520S, and again, also not checked out. But that's a pretty dependable, pretty fixable radio. Lots of parts still available. Let me let it drop. And with that radio, it's got the matching speaker, it's got the digital readout. The original readout on that radio was analog, but they made a digital readout so that you can see that. And it's got I think it's a Shure mic that'll come with it. And that's an estate item. All of the money there goes to an estate. Family gets all the money. So, but we're looking for $500 for that complete. And again, we'll check it out, but at least if there's an interest. It's a heavy radio because it's got a built-in power supply. It doesn't need an external power supply. And it's the kind of an item that I prefer not to put up on an eBay or even an eHam where it has to be shipped. Yeah, and for those items, I can be reached at k2knb@limark.org. And again, just a reminder to everyone out there, one of the things that we find is that, unfortunately, when people become a silent key or for whatever other reason, just give up on ham radio, and that has happened also, believe it or not, family doesn't always know what to do with the equipment. And you should always make sure your family knows. One of the services that Limark does is to make sure that the family is able to do whatever they want to do. So in other words, we know in many instances the family needed money from the sale of the items. We will sell it for you and give the family all of the money. Sometimes the family says we'd like some of the money and we'd like to make a donation to Limark. You know, that's fine if that's what they want to do. Sometimes they donate all of their equipment to Limark. And you know, we'll sell it off, and it helps us to fund the organization. But in any event, let your family know. Make sure they have a note that says, listen, this is what you want to do. Donate it to the club.
Complete.
Donate it to an organization. Ask the club to sell it for you. Whatever it is. But make sure they know. A lot of times, families, have a lot of valuable equipment, and somebody will walk in and say, ah, it's junk, I'll give you a couple $100 for it. And that may sound like it's a lot of fun, but it's really not fair to the family. And as I've mentioned many times, Limark has returned to families probably well over $100,000 in the sale of product. So just remember that, and that's it. I can be reached at K2KMB at Limark.org. 73, George.
This is KD2FYU with the Limark Swap and Shop, and thank you, Richie, for bringing in those two HF transceivers there. To sum it up, for the log here, we have the ICOM 735 HF transceiver with the power supply, asking $300. And there is also the Kenwood 520S HF transceiver, and that is a hybrid transceiver with the transmitting tubes in that. It comes with an external speaker, an external digital display, which was designed for the radio at that time, and it has the Shure microphone. That is a keeper type of station. Asking on that is $500. If you're interested in either of these transceivers, contact Richie, K2KNB, at Limark.org. The contact is K2KNB at Limark.org. This is KD2FIU with the Limark Swap and Shop, and we have KB2NTD with traffic. Come on in.
Thank you, George. Max here, KB2NTD, and have a one. I'm looking for 6 and 4, 8-conductor rotor cable. So if anybody has that, I'm surprised you told them. I can reach at KD2NTD at ARRL.net. Thank you.
Okay, I think I got all of that. There was a little bit of noise. And KD2NTD, I did miss your name, so I'll come back and ask for that. Has a want ad. And please correct me, because I'm going to turn it back to you. It is an 8-conductor rotator cable. I did miss the number of feet that you